December 10th. Can you believe it? Vincent A. Lancey here, host of A Mental Health Break. And with the holiday season right around the corner, I thought it was an important time for me to check in and deliver a solo episode to let everyone know they are not alone. Oftentimes, individuals equate the holidays with happiness and celebration. But I want you to please consider those who are on the opposite. They may have lost a loved one, and this is their first holiday season without them. Perhaps they have just gone through a divorce or separation, or maybe their kids will be away for this holiday for the first time ever. If you have any of these people in your circle, I challenge you to reach out, provide just a soundboard for them, let them know you're thinking about them, and see if there's anything you can do to help. I'd also like to offer some tips and strategies to help de-stress in a very busy time, at least for me. I've certainly felt overwhelmed lately, that my cup is overflowing. It is too full, and it wasn't the best feeling. I had to remember to ground myself. Taking breaks each day. Taking a mental health day. As you know, this episode is coming out on a Sunday, so my mental health days are always on Sunday to watch my Jets. Yes, it has not been an easy season and has caused me some upset days, you could say. I'm trying to think of the best words, but it is still something that I do for me. We need to remember that we cannot be best friends to other people until we take care of ourselves fully, and you've heard me say that before. Taking breaks throughout the day. Being intentional about what you are doing on that mental health day, even if it's just a half a day, making some time for you. Maybe it will be cooking your favorite meal, watching your favorite movie, or calling your best friend. Anything that makes you happy, I challenge you to make some time for each week. We're here a few weeks left before the new year. There's no need to check out. There is always room to improve before the end of the year. Setting ourselves up for happiness and success in that new year starts now. Starts with a little planning. I'm going to provide a personal example because my stress increases my anxiety when I'm really not organized. I'm not planning things out. This has even been the case with my business over the years where I had plans, but they weren't very well put together. And now, with even my business, there's a much more clear focus. Of course, different stressors come involved as you start to scale and make your hires. But having a plan in life, a plan in business, can take you so far. Give you that, that opportunity to take a deep breath, knowing that you are set up to take care of and accomplish what you need to do. Circling back to taking care of ourselves, this is something I've said a few times over the almost 4 years now. Exercise can look different for everyone. It does not have to mean you are lifting weights. Taking a walk in the neighborhood with your phone on Do Not Disturb, and I'll circle back to Do Not Disturb in a second. Taking in the natural sounds and the fresh air and the sunlight can make a tremendous difference in how your day is going, your week is going, and so forth. It's a chance to reset and get to that baseline. Do Not Disturb. This is something that comes into play when you start setting boundaries, something I've been more intentional about as well. Things can set you off track. You may lose focus from a phone call, a text at the wrong time. Placing your phone on Do Not Disturb allows you to not get into that bad funk of a feeling. For me, if I'm locked into working or I'm trying to enjoy myself maybe on my mental health day and I don't want to work, and my WhatsApp starts blinking and blinking and going off, everything took a change in the wrong direction. There's a time and place for work. I'm a perfect example of someone who used to do the 18-hour days and then met that person named burnout. And I learned the value of taking care of myself, the value of exercising regularly and taking breaks and walks and all these things. These are things that cost no money. Of course, you can buy a gym membership, but to take a walk is absolutely free. To plan out your day, I do time blocking because that lowers my stress. I plan out my day as best I can. That does not cost any money. Calling your friend, of course, your phone bill, for sure. But reaching out to let them know they're not alone, you're thinking of them in this holiday season, it can make all the difference. There are many other ways to get involved in the community. Going online, one thing I do is Big Brothers Big Sisters. You can volunteer in the community in many ways to help people in this, again, stressful and disheartening time, while it may be a very happy time for others. I wish everyone the happiest holiday season. If you are feeling alone, of course, I am not a medical professional and I never advertise to be, but if you need someone to talk to and you're feeling alone, go to my calendar link. I always have a free discovery call, is what it's called, in my link in bio on Instagram. It's on my website. I don't charge for phone calls to just touch base, get to know what's going on. I'm happy to open up to my calendar to anybody this holiday season who really needs someone to talk to. If I can be a soundboard for you, I'm more than happy to do so. Write in the description of the phone call on my calendar why you're reaching out, and I'm happy to do my best to be a comforting ear. As we approach 4 years of weekly shows in January on the show, it would be remiss if I didn't say how thankful I were for you listening to me and my guests and my shows each week to help me keep normalizing the conversation around mental health. I look forward to another great year of making a difference with you, the listeners, the great guests who have the courage to share their story. And remember, everyone has a story to share, and there's no one's story who is not significant enough to be sharing. We all battle through challenges in life, adversity, but we're not alone. And I hope this platform provided you with that reminder this year and each year of its existence. I'm signing off here in St. Petersburg, Florida. Have a great start to your week with this show and a great week ahead. And remember, take a deep breath. You'll get through this holiday season.